1-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. I'm going to just interrupt and ask a question. And this is personal, Pastor Chatfield, but I don't mind sharing it with the radio family. As you know or may not know, Vicky won the primary for Antrim County Clerk.
Right.
She's the only name on the ballot. It says Antrim County Clerk, vote for no more than one, Victoria Bishop, Republican. Well, the retiring clerk, Cheryl Guy, announced that she's going to do a writing campaign against Vicky because Vicky is an election denier. And this is her county, and she's not, after 40 years of working in the clerk's office and serving as clerk for the last 12 years, she is not happy about Vicky being the next clerk to take over her position. All of the signs that have been paid for by Jocelyn Benson's super PAC against Vicky, the mailers that have come where it says paid for by, we looked up and researched and found that it was in fact Jocelyn Benson's super PAC funding basically her writing campaign, ads in the newspapers, chasing absentee ballots. We get mailers almost every week. And every yard in Antrim County that has a Cheryl Guy, write-in Cheryl Guy sign, has a Harris, Walz, and an Elisa Slotkin, Democrat for U.S. Senate sign in their yard. We feel that we were called to do this, to clean up the qualified voter files, to get Antrim County out of the headlines, and get rid of the 124% of our adult population per a Traverse City Record Eagle news story 2 weeks ago Friday, identified 12 counties in the state of Michigan with over 120% adult population is registered to vote in their counties. Antrim is one of them. And they did it in 2020. They're doing it again now. Jocelyn Benson is running for governor in 2026. Vicky wants to get rid of dead people and people who no longer live in our county off of our qualified voter files. But it feels like the demonic, evil people of this county with these Harris signs in their yards, with Cheryl Guy write-ins against Vicky, who is on the ballot, we literally feel this good versus evil thing happening right here in our county.
You know, it very well could be. I don't know. But sure. Let me just say this. What was Antrim County known for in 2020?
Oh, the election fraud that took place and flipped the election from Trump to Biden.
Okay,
we had 7,060 votes flipped because of Cheryl Guy's human error.
Okay, that's my point here. Okay, and I don't know this lady at all. Okay, but I'm just looking at this very objectively.
Sure. I mean, you're in Emmett County, but yes. You read the newspaper articles. Sure. You saw the Bill Bailey lawsuit.
I remember watching the national news and seeing all the counties, you know, which one was going to Biden, which counties were going to Trump. And you see up there a little Antrim County going to Biden. You say, whoa, no way. That is not happening in Antrim County.
Amen.
And then, okay. And then. No, what the other side said was, no, this was just human error. The clerk just made an honest mistake. Human error. Okay, all right. Let's say that's true. This is the lady now that says, I'm having a write-in. You're the one. This is it. Listen, you don't even have to believe. You don't have to believe the Bible and all these spiritual things going on. Obviously, I don't think that I would vote for her. Because she messed up very badly. And it would seem to me that even the Democrats in the area would say, excuse me, is it Mrs. Guy? Maybe you're not the right person for this. I mean, you did make a mistake here. Can't you at least admit that? I mean, that's what you guys all claim. There was no conspiracy here. There was no cheating. It was human error. It was your human error.
Right.
Excuse me. I'm trying to be kind here. But
yeah,
that's
I understand.
That's what the left said. So I don't like what they're trying to do to you. I don't like that. But it is worth praying about.
We've been on Pastor Rick's prayer call. We've had a few prayer groups reach out to us. They are praying for us. But it's just really interesting that this county, which was so conservative just a few years ago, how much it has been taken over, these expensive homes on Torch Lake.
It hasn't been taken over. They got more votes. It's still conservative. But
yeah, listen, oh yeah.
People that have money, they use their money in politics. Don't be surprised. That is the way that is. And I'd be shocked if your wife doesn't win, because it is very difficult to organize unless they've spent a ton of money.
$100,000 has been reported from her super PAC
for a clerk's. I mean, they must really be scared of you.
You're scared of my wife, not me.
Because
I've already told her I am not going anywhere near that building. And then here's the other problem. All the things that Vicky does for the radio station now falls onto me, because she's going to be over in the county building from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday trying to clean up the qualified files, working with the local clerks. And believe me, this is not something she wanted to take on at this point in her life. But it was like, who else is competent enough, has her business background, her college degrees, everything that she has? She felt a calling to do this for 4 years, hire a deputy clerk to be trained under her, and she's done. She cleans up these files to prevent Jocelyn Benson from being governor in 2026. That's why we think she's dumping all this money into these ads and mailers and signs and everything that's happening.
You know, you very well could be right. It shocks me. That what your wife, okay, is doing must really scare them, just that they would put that much attention on a small Michigan county clerk office election.
Yeah.
Give me who ever heard of that? That's got to be a record.
Yeah.
Got to be a record.
Well, the bad part is it's not under her campaign finance report. It's a super PAC out of Grand Rapids. We've had our attorney research it. We found out it is directly funded by Jocelyn Benson, just like she gave $82,500 to the Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bolden back in April, who's running for re-election against Fink O'Grady in that race. She had cases, Pastor Chatfield, in front of that Supreme Court, and Bolden wrote the majority in support of Benson, dropping the charges, the allegations against her, after she gave her $82,500 from the very same PAC.
Money is what happens. None of that would surprise me. It is the way it is. Let me get back to this. Okay, we're going to pray. Now watch this. Watch this. He says, okay, this angel's talking to Daniel. He says, and now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. In other words, there was another up-and-coming kingdom, and that's Greece. Later, the Macedonian, Alexander the Great, son of Philip the Great, expands what we call the Greek Empire, or the Macedonian Empire, which eventually defeats the Persians. In all these rising kingdoms, there is a spiritual component to every one of them. There is things going on that we do not see. That's why we have prayer meetings. That's why Daniel prayed. Now watch this. And in case somebody says, oh, the devil doesn't. Oh, you just need to read the Bible here. Okay. Then the Bible says, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, that there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince. Now, Michael, the archangel, is the archangel in charge of protecting Israel. And so there's spiritual things going on. How can you and me affect spiritual things? Well, the one way I know for sure is to pray. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't vote. Of course, I already voted. shouldn't campaign, shouldn't go to rallies. No, do all those things. Give money to the good candidates. Money is money, everybody. Nobody should be surprised at that. But look at this. In chapter 11 of Daniel, the Bible says, also I, in the first year of Darius, the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. This angel said, Darius, who was the king of Persia, he said, it was me. This angel says, I stood to confirm him. There was a power play for who would be the next king in Persia. And this godly angel, I mean, there's good angels and bad angels. This good angel, he said, I was the one that fought, and I was the one that confirmed to get Darius, who was friends with Daniel, to be the king. I'm the one that did that. See, I hate to put it in such crass terms, but the devil's got his candidate, and God has his candidate. Now, let me explain this. It's not like God is struggling to fight against the devil. Never. When God speaks, God spoke the world into existence. He is Almighty God. But God does send his angels, and they are battling against satanic forces. That's true. And how are these angelic forces energized? What I'm saying, I believe to be true, they're energized by the prayers of God's people. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying don't campaign. I'm not saying don't give money, put yard signs out, go to rally. I'm saying do all that. But understand this, there's a spiritual component to this whole thing that we can't completely understand. That's why we're having these prayer meetings all over the place. That's why we're fasting and praying. By the way, and I'm not going to have time to go over this much, but in 1863, March 30th, Abraham, during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln issued the proclamation appointing a national day of fasting. And Lincoln said, hey, let's all fast and pray that this war would turn out the way it should, and that God would forgive us of our sins, and that that God would spare our country. See, you got to do all of the above here. You got to do all of the above.
But what you're also saying here, though, is so critically important, is you have to pray for God's protection and divine providence against the evil that we're basically facing. I mean, this isn't just a matter of simply voting. You actually have to pray to help and ask for God's help in these elections.
Exactly. Exactly right. And again, you know, I've been praying this prayer. I pray for the blood of Jesus Christ to cover Donald Trump, and he'd be protected from witches, hexes, the ungodly demonic forces, and that are prevaring our going over our land.
Absolutely. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Pastor Chatfield, what is the phone number for this prayer call that's happening right now as we speak? And I think you said until midnight tonight.
Yeah, it's until midnight. I'm afraid if I look it up, I'm going to lose you, but you want me to try to look it up?
No. What I want
I will
do,
text. I'll text.
Text
it
to me, and I will announce it in the next hour.
Right.
So we can get everybody on that call. Also, I got a text message from Dar Olson, very strong Christian conservative patriot listener in Sheboygan. She says, on Sunday, November 3rd, after church at 1 p.m., a group of us are meeting at the downtown Sheboygan Pavilion to repent and rebuke. Refer to Revelation 3:14-22. Come honor the king. If you have any questions, you can call Dar. Her phone number, 231-408-8928. If you'd like this text message from Dar, just text me Dar, D-A-R, and I'll forward the information. 1 o'clock this Sunday at the Pavilion in downtown Sheboygan. These type of prayer calls and prayer vigils, they're happening all over the United States.
Right. Yes. And which is good. And this is mostly, you know, the independent Baptists doing this, but there's lots of them. Hundreds and hundreds of people are on this today.
Yeah.
If you count pastors and the people they represent, tens of thousands. So there you go.
Do you believe that other pastors that are on this call, are they going to do like what you have been doing and especially what you're going to do this Sunday? Do you think they're going to be talking about this in the pulpits on Sunday?
Yes, most of them will be. Now, they're not all exactly like me, which is, you know, good. Who would want everybody to be just like me? But they're all, you know, some of them are. They get it. Yeah. They're not quite out there as far as I am. I've already been a target of this, that, and the other, and I just what's the point in holding back? At this point, we are in a spiritual battle, and so that is the way that is. And let me just say this: that when and this is not new. I mean, Lincoln called for this, and he believed in prayer. So let's pray, work, vote, give, do whatever. I mean, we got to stay on it. Let me give you one more quote by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. He said, "The ways of God are mysterious and profound beyond all comprehension. Who by searching can find him out?" The quoting of the Bible. God only knows the issues of this business, and that is so true. Listen, everybody, I'm praying. Our church is praying. We met this morning at our church at 3 in the morning, and we prayed from 3 a.m. until 4 a.m. A group of people in the office got up in the middle of the night praying, because that was our slot that I volunteered our church. Others called in on the number. Others drove in so we could pray together. I'm making no apology. We're praying for revival, and we're praying that we'd have a change in leadership. I believe that. So be it. You're a preacher, you shouldn't do that. Okay, fine, whatever. But let me go back to Lincoln. He said, "He is God. God has destroyed nations from the map of history for their sins. Nevertheless, my hopes prevail generally above my fears for our republic. The times are dark. The spirits of ruin are abroad in all their power, and the mercy of God alone can save us." That's Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. Again, he said, "The spirits of ruin are abroad in all their power." See, there are real spirits that are trying to destroy us. And anything that's good, right, even decent, I believe that. Okay. Now, so I believe that. So let us...
The question comes down to this. Who's going to prevail? That is ultimately the battle I fight with. You know, I get so frustrated, you know, and you're to the point where, you know what? If we don't win this election, I'm done. I told Vicky the other day, I was so dejected over somebody attacking us on social media over this race. And I said, you know what? If they want Cheryl Guy to be the clerk, we're out of here. We're going to sell the radio station. We're selling the house, and we're moving out of Michigan. I'm fed up. I'm tired.
Well,
I can't continue fighting a battle where the evil is overtaking it to the point where, why do I subject myself to this lifestyle the last golden years of my life? Why should I do it?
I know. I understand that. Nevertheless, because he's called us, stand fast, quit ye like men. You know, so that we can stay at the end of our lives, fight. I've finished my course. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. We got to go. I mean, and that's not just politically and what you're doing. It's we're serving the Lord to the last breath. We're not going to give up. There you go. But but we all get discouraged like that. Believe me, that's true. I get that. But nevertheless, we're going to stand up. And this is a spiritual battle. Let me just say this one more time. It's a spiritual battle, but it doesn't mean that one of the fronts of this battle is what is leadership. And right now, political leadership, right now, I guarantee you this is true. The devil himself knows what's going on in America. America, as Abraham Lincoln believed, and most of our presidents, it's the world's last best hope. America's got to stand as an independent nation that leads, but independent. We need to maintain our sovereignty. This is important. Keep praying. Every prayer matters.
Absolutely. Dave Agerman, listening to our conversation, says, "Randy, never give up. Fight, fight, fight."
That's right.
All right,
amen,
sir.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline.